Pakistan continues to marginalize Christians. Cholera spread all over the Dominican Republic, and Libya's remnant church calls for help. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pakistan continues to make headlines over Osama bin Laden and blasphemy laws, but Katie Jay with International Mission Board says the negative press could be creating misconceptions about the nation.
What many people outside of the country are seeing are these negative messages and these scary things that are happening in the country, and there's so much more going on in that country than what we see in the media.
The growing Christian population has been especially overlooked. It's small but passionate to reach their country.
2%, it's very small, but it's a big number that if everyone who claims to be Christian could just step up and act on what they're called to do, then, as one of the Christians we talked to said, then the map of Pakistan would change.
And slowly this is happening. Jay says although Christians are marginalized and face danger, many are serious about spreading the gospel. Join with them through prayer support. Meanwhile, a cholera epidemic has broken out in the Dominican Republic. Health officials have confirmed new cases in 28 of the country's 32 provinces. Worldwide Christian Schools is a partner project in the central part of the country. Spokesman Steve Goering says the good news is
we have not seen any impact from any of the cholera reports, and our team and our project is going well at this point.
Prior to the outbreak, the ministry decided to take a preemptive strike.
A doctor who has a real interest in water quality traveled down to various batays and take a look at the schools to see whether or not there would be an opportunity for us to improve the water quality by using biofilters.
The schools with the filters would be an open door for the gospel.
The whole village is going to know that there's clean water, where it came from, and what this school stands for. So I think it's just another example of the way that we can show the love of Christ to a community.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Yesterday was Africa Day, despite worsening upheaval in Libya. Aid agencies estimate the crisis caused 750,000 to flee the violence, but not everyone's left. There's a remnant church. Sat7, a Christian satellite television service to the Middle East and North Africa, is still broadcasting. Their live shows have become a public forum for believers to encourage and disciple one another. The local church is hands-on involved, too. Pray for a quick and peaceful resolution to the crisis. We turn next to Uganda, where roughly 40% of the people in rural areas live in abject poverty. IN Network launched the Animal Project with the idea of creating a sustainable response. Here's how it works. A family gets training in husbandry. Once they take care of the family needs, they can sell the excess, like milk, eggs, or cheese, for income, and then tithe part of it. Through the project, the local church is empowered with the resources so that they can go out and share the gospel in their communities. An American evangelist, Sammy Tippett, thought he grew up in a family without any spiritual ties. His father never talked about his grandparents. Well, after discovering his genealogy, he found a godly grandmother who left a legacy of prayer. Tippett says she prayed that her lost son would come to Christ.
God answered her prayers through a grandson that she never met and that she never got to know to bring her son back to the Lord.
His father was saved on his deathbed. Tippett says that led him to write the book called Praying for Your Family, An Eternal Legacy. The book teaches you how to pray, obstacles to prayer, and how to pray for your unsaved family members. Tippett says,
if God were to touch their families and people were to come to Christ inside our families, I mean, there would be an evangelism explosion just inside that. I mean, we could turn this country around if we reached our own families.
The book is available in many languages. You can get it free on our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. As I said, Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you learn how and why you pray that'll help you pray for your unsaved family members. It's pretty effective. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org, where you can also hear the entire interview. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.